Morning. Welcome to Crack at the Rootless. It's Wednesday. It's not Friday again. It's Wednesday. I've had a couple of stuff coming for Friday, so we've had to reschedule once again. But that's what you have to do sometimes. We've just got to go with the flow. It's a peak, yeah. Wednesday, this is... Everyone says Wednesday's like the trough. It's not, yeah. Wednesday's always the... It's the climb when you're up to the weekend, which is the good thing, for definite. As always, I have Mr. Ewan Rankin here from 12 Space Media. How are you?
Hello, mate. I'm all right.
How are you getting on?
A bit tired, yeah.
You had a late night last night, didn't you?
I did, and it wasn't alcohol based.
No,
I was out working.
This was a good reason to be late, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah. I went up to Warrington and filmed some stuff into the night, and then and then came home.
How was the weather? Because it was fairly bad here.
Yeah, the clouds parted. It was good. I went up in torrential rain. Some of the driving conditions on the way up were really bad.
Yeah,
but the clouds parted, and I filmed and. It was done.
Perfect. What would have happened if you got there and it was still raining? Can you still rain?
It would look like crap.
Video?
Oh,
no.
No,
you
can't.
Cancel it, or do you have
No. I mean, I've got a rain hood that goes on the camera, but
right.
You can't get rid of rain, and it gets in the lens, and you get mist and spray goes in the lens. You've got to think about which direction you're shooting. And if you shoot stills, if you've got long exposure times because it's dark, then everything just goes grey. So it's just hard to make everything look nice.
So, but it turned out all right in the end.
It was all right in the end.
Good. That's the main thing. Good.
You all right?
Good. I'm all right, yes, thank you. Busy, as always, unfortunately.
Good.
Well, not unfortunately, brilliantly. I want to be busy. But it's one of those fitting everything in, hence having to reschedule this. So apologies to anyone that's starting to...
Yeah, if you're here on Friday and we're not.
Sorry.
Turn on notifications.
Well, what I'll do is I'll repost it on Friday. Everyone will get fed up of the crack of the rootless all over faith. They'll be, oh, no, God, not again.
Missed it.
Fabulous. Right, this week, as always, we're going to do our what's on around the area. We've gone a little bit further out this week. A couple of good things coming up further on around. And then we've got a tasting. So we've got Eagle Brewery, a banana bread beer for them. I've never tried that. That's quite interesting. And we've also got one from Innis and Gunn Brewery, which is based in Edinburgh, Scotland. And they've got a nice tropical pale ale. So I thought this would be, because it cheer us
like
up a bit.
I like this stuff.
I've never tried it.
See, I like a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
The Ruby beer is gorgeous.
Yeah, I'll have to have a watch out, see if we can get that one for next time. Yeah, I do.
Innis & Gunn, if you're listening, send us samples.
Yeah, come on, Innis & Gunn. We'll have some. Anything.
Never let me have to buy any beer ever again.
Oh, God, that's wishful thinking.
That's an expensive sponsorship.
I don't think we're going to get that.
No.
Cool, okay. Right, so first up, we have... Up on the screen, there it is, the Vintage and Country Extravaganza. Right, so this is a really good one. It's their 4th to 5th year doing it, so they do it once a year in Gloucestershire, and it's in the Century Airfield in Cirencester, 2nd to 4th, and it's absolute massive. They say it's one of the biggest in the country, and it must be good if they're doing it for 4 to 5 years on the trot.
Yeah.
They've got loads and loads, thousands of exhibitors there, absolutely piles of people. Obviously, you've got all the really good foods and... I'm assuming there's bars and things like that. I'll be very surprised if there isn't.
I mean, there's people with traction engines, so there's got to be beer.
There's got to be
Not the people that are driving the traction engines, I'm sure.
No, definitely not. Never, ever, ever, ever drink and drive.
If you're into Thomas the Tank Engine, this is your thing.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of kids that are going to be happy.
I'm not being facetious, because these people are really quite serious about it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a very serious, serious business. There's also a lot of money in things like this as well.
Well, you think how much the parts must be, because you have to get them manufactured, I would have thought, bespoke to restore this kind of stuff.
It's probably a lot of these people try and do their own as well.
Unipart don't still make the spares.
No, I doubt it. Not anymore. So we've got that one coming up. So if you're around, either you love things like that or the kids are looking for something to do this weekend, 2nd and 4th at the South Fenery Airfield, Cirencester. Have a look there. Okay, so next we have... This is a big one if you love music.
Their video's broken. We need to tell Coombe Abbey their video's broken.
Is it broken?
We can't get it. That's why it's grey and I can't get it to play. And every time I move my mouse on the page, it just slides the slider around. And I'm not actually clicking on that. So there we go.
Oh.
Do our good feed the deed for the day and tell them that their page is knackered.
Oh, dear. They can give that a bit of a fix up. Right, so Coombe Abbey, it is the 3rd to the 4th of August just outside Coventry, that is. So not far at all for that one.
Have you been there?
Nope.
Oh, it's lovely.
Is it really nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I always get confused as to, because it's a, see, this is the problem is I want to say it's a Cistercian Abbey, but I know that's a flower before I even start saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it probably isn't a flower, but
Cistercian, I think, is.
It's not, a Cistercian's a flower, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, maybe. So it's not a Cistercian Abbey. It's a it is a Cistercian Abbey. It is a Cistercian. Oh, I see. And then the other one that you get where you drink cranberry juice for it and the pain goes away.
Cystitis.
That's cystitis. And I know that's got a Y in it, so I know it's not that one.
Yeah, it's definitely not cystitis.
But it's a lovely place.
Conditions. It looks absolutely beautiful. And thing. I'm not sure. I think I did go to a wedding here years ago. I'm not too sure.
Nasturtiums.
Those are the flowers.
There we go.
There you go.
It's a beautiful place.
It looks fabulous on the pictures.
Yeah, I went to a Christmas party, a corporate Christmas party there years, well, a long time ago. And I went dressed as a monk.
A monk?
Yeah, because you had to go dressed as the, because it's an abbey.
Right,
you had
okay,
to go
yeah.
as something that was kind of medieval, etc. So I went as a monk, because it's like, well, it's an abbey, I'll go as a monk. And then I realised after I'd got the costume ordered and I got it sorted and I was going, I hadn't got any pockets.
Oh, no, yeah.
So the thing that I bought had got no pockets in it. So I tied all my money in a bag.
You didn't have a man bag, did you?
No, I had it underneath the...
What did you tie it to, you?
Round my waist.
Oh, right. Phew.
But and then there was a debate.
It'd have been painful.
Then there was a debate about whether monks wore underpants or not, kind of like the kilt Scotsman thing.
Yeah.
So I had mine taken off me because they were swore blind that it wasn't authentic because I couldn't wear underpants with it.
They took your underpants off
they
you?
They took my underpants off me. So I'd got my my money in a bag swinging free along with everything else.
Right. So what did you tie it to if you had no underpants on?
I tied it around my waist.
Oh.
And then it just brought it around the front so it hung down at the front.
Okay.
I was single.
Uh-huh.
It was all right.
That's all right. I'm not coming to a fancy dress thing with you.
I'm never going as a monk again.
Right, Coombe Abbey. So this is actually the first time they've done this. So it's the first year. Loads of bands up on stage. I've got, as per always with all these ones, you've got all the food stalls, barrels, loads of activities afterwards as well to go to. But it looks like it's going to be a really well-attended event.
We don't know a lot about it because it's the first year, but I would go to that because I know the venue is quality and the venue is probably going to do a great job of hosting it. Yeah. So I think that'd be a really nice venue.
It looks from what I'm looking at here, it looks like they've really publicised it well. There's a lot of interaction on Facebook and everything for them, so that looks really good. So fingers crossed for them. It goes really well. Fingers crossed for the first year. The weather holds up.
Mm.
Looking like it's going to. I know... the Solihull Festival, when we spoke about that last year, they had the bad weather.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it was horrible yesterday. It's a bit overcast today. The day before was luscious. The weekend was crap. So it could be, you know, it's a real lottery at the moment, isn't it?
You just don't know. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But fingers crossed for them. Fingers crossed. Right, next one. It's a charity that's close to our hearts.
It is.
So Free At Last. They're based, a charity based in Neatcells that work with... young adults that are trying to become successful adults that are contributing and have happy lives in the future. And they're helped an awful lot by the staff and all the volunteers at Free Last. So it's a really brilliant brilliant charity and organisation. But they're having an open day on Saturday, the 3rd of August, because it's their 20th anniversary.
This is the best charity you've never heard of, probably.
Yeah,
if you're not careful.
Those
of that are listening that know me, Mary and I are part of BNI, they've got three charity seats at BNI, but they are a fantastic charity.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy that runs it, John Street, is a legend. Why he's not got a huge gong, I'll never know.
Well, he's got a few things, didn't he?
They've got awards for the charity, but the amount of time and effort he puts in and the personal commitment he's put into it over the last 20 years is unbelievable, and they really make a difference.
Yeah.
Proper difference.
Yeah, truly do. And the facilities there are amazing. They had a lottery fund a few years back, and they've pumped all of that and spent all of it perfectly to make sure that they got the most out of the thing. They've got a brilliant climber wall in there. It's a brilliant thing that companies can use.
And I feel sorry,
well.
That even that wasn't a smooth ride because the developer that they took on went bust halfway through, and a guy called Spencer Turner, who's part of BNA, dived in and finished it off, I think, from what I understand, roughly at cost.
Right.
He never made a penny out of it. And the commitment to the charity is really, really good. And the charity is fantastic. And the climbing wall.
Yeah.
If you turn up this weekend, you can have a go on the climbing wall free of charge. And it is incredible. I think it's 40 foot.
Yeah. It's big.
It's certainly enough to fill your pants if you fell off.
Oh, it's
but they,
it's
got
enough when you get to the top. You get a bit of a fright when you
look
down.
Oh, so you've been to the top, have you?
Oh, no, I looked at it.
you dropped that out, didn't you? It looks great from the top.
I looked up and I thought, oh, that looks
Someone obviously took a picture and showed you.
Yeah, someone took a picture.
I'm not talking because I haven't been to the top either.
Photoshopped my face on it. I was like, I could get to the top if I wanted to.
I'm not climbing stock.
You're not climbing stock? I think you probably could do it.
I could. I'm going to have a go. I burnt myself this weekend at a party.
How on earth did you do that? That's quite bad.
I got drunk.
Show the camera. That's quite a bad burn, that is.
Yeah, it's having trouble healing, actually. It's been 4 days now, and it's still not. I'm still bleeding from it. But
if it starts oozing, that's when you're
I got so drunk that a fire had completely burned down in a brazier, and there was a log at the top that was nowhere near because the fire had gone out. And I thought, well, it's going to be cold, so I picked it up. So,
oh, God.
Of course it's not.
Yeah, that's not a great idea. So like we say, please, everybody, drink responsibly and don't pick up logs, Ewan. So free at last. If you are around and you get any time at all,
please support this.
Pop in and have a look. They're always looking for. They run the 3,000 club. Is it called?
Yeah, they need £30,000 a month to stand still. That covers all their overheads and all the basic stuff they need to do to support the kids. And they need 1,000 people giving £3 a month or. They need
or as much as you can
300 give. People giving 10 quid a month. Yeah. So that's the 3,000 club. You can join for as much as you want. But they're desperate for that. Please support them.
That's a bad one. Please have a look around. So that's in Neatchells Park Road. So that'd be really easy to find. And it's a big building as well. You won't miss it.
No.
Cool. Next up. Actually, before we do next up, should we do a taste and break?
You want
to
do a beer? Okay.
Let's do a beer and break it up. Otherwise, it's going to get a bit like talky. Which one do you want to do first?
I have no preferences.
I want to try this banana beer one because it's. I love banana bread. So I think this might be. Have you got a glass?
I've got glasses. Yeah.
I have it all opened. Yeah. Preparation is the key.
I don't know if I've tried this.
Shall I show the? You pour it and then I'll show the camera. It smells like banana.
Oh, it smells like banana and beer.
Shall I show the camera the bottle? Or you show the bottle? Just because I've seen it. But this is a... it smells really
good. Yeah,
the
label wouldn't show up with you.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah.
Here's a transparent bottle.
Yeah. Right, okay.
That's it.
Liquid bread. This is from... I'm just going to read it here off the screen. This is information that I have in my head. Long ago, ale was known as liquid bread. Did you know that?
Right.
Yeah. So ale was known as liquid bread, and this is made from fair trade bananas to awaken the senses. It smells fabulous.
But that messes with your head.
It's really nice.
That completely messes with my head because it's like I'm smelling sweet, I'm tasting beer, which is, it's essentially fairly sour, and then I'm getting a little hit of banana afterwards, which isn't sweet, which, oh, man, that's...
I like it. I really like that. Pair with cheesecakes, chocolate desserts, nuts, and jerk beef. That'd be nice with jerk beef, yeah.
I definitely haven't tried that before then because I would have remembered that.
I like that. I don't know how much of it you could drink. That's definitely one for when you want to do a, just have a couple of nice drinks. Maybe you could have a session of it. I don't know, but.
Well, it's 5.2. So it's on the higher side.
Yeah, definitely.
You can get it in supermarkets, can't you?
Yeah, that was just from Morrison's, that was. Just have a look. Is this the one that's the Scottish brewery?
This is brewed in...
Edinburgh.
Bedford.
It's Morrison's, isn't it?
Morrison's,
So it's Eagle Brewery, part of the Morrison's group. Brewed in Bedford. Really nice.
Now I've had two or three mouthfuls. It's not horrible.
It's not, I don't know. I didn't think it was horrible in the beginning.
No, it messes with your head. So it kind of unnerves you a little bit, the way the mixes of smells versus taste, what your body prepares you for, then what you actually receive. But now I know what's coming, I'm actually quite enjoying it.
You know what we want to try? So they do a few that I do know. They do Waggle Dance and things like that. But they also now I really want to try this, sticky toffee pudding.
Okay.
I like that. I bet that's nice. Marston's, it's going to be the same type of thing as well.
Send us some sticky toffee pudding and we'll give it a go.
So sweet, subtle, maltiness flavoured beer.
Now, there is a point here because have you noticed behind me the growing wall of honour?
The wall of honour, yeah.
So I've got two of these so we can make another two.
Yeah.
We're slowly building the wall of honour. We've got a few duplicates because we've got the Lagunistas on there. So we need to replace the duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a brewery and you want us to try your beer, then send it to us and we'll try it. And you can go on the wall of honour.
Even okay. better, even better than that, come on the show, do some tasting.
Well, no, we, that'd no, be
there's
better,
no better. Yeah, totally. There's no better expert at talking about your own product or selling your own product.
Bring
than
it
you
along
yourself.
But leave us a few so we can stick them on the wall of honor.
Yeah, put them on the wall of honor. Absolutely. Yeah, the yeah, it'd be brilliant if we could get more and more breweries, microbreweries, anyone really, spirit companies. We've got Burning Barn Rum coming on in a few weeks. Right. So Catherine from Burning Barn
I'm
Rum.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm not a rum drinker brilliant. Again, so that would be a really good education.
Yeah, and it's a really nice rum. So they do, there's a smoked rum, a spiced rum, and they've just started a honey rum. And it's all flavoured on their farm.
Now, I do know.
Yeah, just outside Lidfield, that is.
Ship's captain, who's a big rum drinker, he could come in and with a customer view.
We certainly could. Absolutely.
Have a word. Mick. The rugby club.
Yeah. Cool. Mm. That would be very good, yeah. Yeah. Right.
That was a winner. I like that, actually. From what was a shaky start, that's a solid finish.
No, I like that, yeah. Really like that.
Very good.
Cool. Right, let's do a few more. So we've got, now, I love the sound of this because I think kids are going to love it. It's brilliant for parents that are looking for something to do, especially if it's on a rainy weekend like last weekend. Baby brunch.
I think this could be good.
I think this is a brilliant one. Could get a bit noisy and hectic and kind of Butlins-esque. Yeah, when it's all crazy noise and everyone's running around like lunatics.
Current forecast for Sunday, rain showers.
Oh, gosh.
But it's at the Beer Keller, so it's indoors.
Yeah, this is an indoors one. Yeah,
perfect.
It's a perfect one. It's also a really central location, so anyone can get there on the trains and things like that. So it is Sunday, 12 till 5. Looks like they've had some really good interaction on Facebook for it, so quite a lot of tickets.
Now, the reason I know this is going to be good and quite a wide appeal is because my studio is occasionally hired by a few people.
Yes.
And I've got a white room, which is like an infinity cove with no corners in it. So you stand in it, and after the photo's gone and the flash has gone off, it looks like you're just floating in the middle of suspended space.
Yeah. Okay?
And a few people come here, and they do products in there, and they do one guy comes and does underwear.
Right.
And the models that he has... I've got an Alexa in that room, so it's like, what music do you want to listen to? So they go, just give me a style of music, 90s R&B, and I'm talking about a very broad range of ages. 90s R&B is always the response.
Yeah, because that was massive though.
The fact that this is 90s and it's R&B, hip hop, that kind of stuff, I can see this really being good across all age bands.
Absolutely, 100%. I think it's also really good. So it's organised by Taste and Liqueur. They organise quite a few. They're up and coming events now. They've been doing some different bits and pieces in around Digbeth, Quantum, things like that. They've done some taco and thingy. They organise that. So fingers crossed for them. That goes really well. It's their first one. So good luck with that, guys. Hope everybody goes and has a look.
Cool.
Next one. This is really good news for everybody, I think. Now, red wine is my drink. I'm a red wine drinker. I think there's nothing better than a lovely glass. And I'm not snobby about it, just a nice, good quality red wine. It doesn't have to be an expensive red wine, but a nice red wine. And now I know it's good because it's relieving my stress and my anxiety, which I think is always a winner, isn't it? Now, I'm assuming that's with probably one glass or two glasses over a week, not a bottle a night.
You can see why red wine is the drink of choice for people who are at the lowest ebb or alcoholics.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. I think the thing about red wine is it's nice. I like to have it with my meal. So when we have our dinner, I like to have a nice glass of wine. If I'm really trying to be very good and careful, I'll buy the single serves because once the big up bottle is opened, it's very easy to go, oh, I might as well finish that.
Hey, some people buy the box that goes in the fridge.
Oh, golly gosh, no. We only do that at the weekend. Never on a weeknight. Those boxes now, the quality of boxes, red wine is fantastic.
Yeah, no,
if you go
it used
back
to be
10 years, it was shocking the stuff that you used to get in there. But you get really, really good quality ones now. And it works out round about the same price as the bottles overall, because it's about three bottles in a box. So it's about the same price as buying the bottles. It's just that it's much easier to store it and keep it fresher for longer. So it's, the old boxes are quite good nowadays. So let's have a look. Why does this...
You're not looking for the science. Just take the verdict.
No, I need to know.
You need the science.
I need to back myself up on this. So the next someone says, Mary, put the glass down. I go, no, hold on a minute. I need this because...
I can't do that because this is on prescription.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's basically the the antioxidants in it and everything like that.
Oh, I'm desperately looking. I'm desperately looking through Twitter.
What for?
Because someone posted a picture of a sign outside a pub, and I looked at it this morning, and I thought I'd retweeted it and favourited it, but I haven't. I can't find it now. But it was basically reinforcing this exact thing, and it was scientists have proven that drinking 4 to 5 glasses of wine severely helps you with not giving a stuff. Stuff was a different word.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, that would. Yeah, I thought you said lime for a minute. I was thinking, ooh, God, you'd be very sick if you don't that. Other.
No, yeah. I can't find it. That's annoyed me.
Right, don't worry. Yeah, so the older wine. So everybody that's sitting there tonight with a glass of red wine. A glass of red wine, not a bottle of red wine a night, a nice glass of red wine. You're relieving your stress and you're relieving your tension. So well done for you for looking after yourself. But drink responsibly, everybody. So
corticosterone is produced when the body is stressed or worried.
Yeah.
But too much means that
I was reading that, but I couldn't pronounce those words, so I skimmed over it.
The hormone can circulate in the brain and cause mental health problems.
Mm.
But in the study on mice are big wine drinkers, apparently.
Yeah.
Resveratrol helps to protect against corticosterone, which is produced by the red wine.
Yeah. But as always, moderation is key. It is talking about a small bit of wine, huh?
Depends how upset you are already, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
we're not condoning everyone gets smashed every night.
No, we're not. Absolutely not.
But enjoy your glass of red wine, guys.
Red wine contains the compound resveratrol.
Yeah, resveratrol. Right, okay, that's what I'm going to say from now on. I'm just topping up my resveratrol intakes. I think that will
that's
work.
That sounds medical.
It does.
You can totally carry that off.
I could get away with that. Someone said, do you want another one? Oh, yeah, I think I'm not quite topped up properly yet. I need
How
a bit more.
How are you feeling?
How are you feeling? Oh, I feel like I need a bit of resveratrol.
Tell me about your mother.
What?
It's the new prescription drug from psychoanalysts.
Mm. Yeah, I can't see doctors ever prescribing this.
No.
Imagine, here, I prescribe you 4 bottles of wine to have over the next month.
I bet
month.
It's cheaper than some antidepressants, though.
Yeah, and a lot more fun to take as well.
Yeah.
Well, not over the long term. I've got is an antidepressant.
You could just have saved the NHS millions.
No, because I'm not condoning that everyone goes out and gets smashed, don't you?
I didn't say smashed. It's like... I can have a drug that costs £30 a tablet, or I could have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
A night and chill.
Yeah. As long as it's kept to the one glass. But anyway, that's there.
I was going to say, have you ever seen an angry French person? But I have. I've seen lots of them. So
I was going to say, yeah, there's quite a lot.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Everyone that drinks too much, normally at some stage,
I went out with one for several years.
Did you? A French person?
Yeah, I went out for a French girl, yeah.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I love France. I've always wanted to move to France.
Absolutely
love France. We used to go to France a lot when we were younger. I like France when I was younger. Back in the day.
Back.
When I was young, I had to walk 4 miles to school with no shoes.
That's where your son goes, is that before Bastille Day?
Is that before Bastille Day, yeah. They asked me once, Mom, did you have television in your house? I was like, but they were shocked when I said, actually, I didn't have a mobile phone.
Yeah, no, still got
no
that
mobile phones. Then you still had to go down to the phone box. Obviously, we had a phone in the house, but if you wanted to have a private conversation,
it was a Bakelite phone with a circular dial.
Yeah, you see, you have to wait for it, and it was if you were in a rush, it was soul destroying. Wait for it to come back around again. Come on,
drinking with old people.
Drinking with old.
That's the title of the podcast from now on. Forget Crack at the Rootless. Drinking with old people.
The oldies. Here we are. Right. Moving on swiftly.
Next one.
I love this one because this is one of my favourite people of all time, Stephen Fry.
He is a very entertaining and fun bloke.
He's brilliant. He's fun. He's intelligent. He uses words in a way that I could never imagine I could ever use them. I absolutely love Stephen Fry. Love him. I love that whenever you watch him on television, he can go totally off piece and just talk about something that someone else has just brought up and he knows everything about it.
This is where we click buy tickets and there's just an emoji with a laughing, crying symbol comes up.
But he's worth this.
9th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving you fair warning here. It's not like we're saying it's on this weekend, try and get a
ticket. No, this is one just because I saw it as I was looking around for stuff too, when I was researching last night. Some of you would be surprised. I do research a little bit for this program. Not a lot, just a bit. But when, and I found this and I thought, oh, that's a really nice one. Yeah, so I... the trilogy God's Heroes Men. That's going to be really cool. And it's actually written by himself as well and starring him. Monday, September the 9th, that's on at the Town Hall, which is a fantastic venue as well. I love the Town Hall. It's just so... oh, no, it's not. It's on at Symphony Hall, which is one of the Town Hall's partners.
I've selected Cookies Yes, and now it's just sending me down a private browsing rat hole.
I don't know. I think there's something wrong with your IT. Let me click it here and see if it does it with
Cookie.
Me. Let's have a little look. All right, yes, I mean, hold on.
No, I'm struggling here. That's really good video, isn't it? Cookies. To book cookies online, cookies need to track your traffic.
Here we go. So if we want to go into the grand tier.
Need help completing your booking? God, yes.
So we want that one. £48 or £55.50.
Are they actually available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite a lot of seats. So that'd be a... I need to unclick those.
Don't buy them on a Mac then.
Blimey hell. If I need to unclick, I'm going to buy about 4 tickets for Stephen Fry, which I don't mind. I don't need 4. So if you're looking for something to do that weekend, that's a really nice one to have a look at. That's his 2019 tour coming up. Sure, we'll be in loads and loads of other places as well, but this is one for this weekend.
Nice.
Marvellous. Another thing we've got coming up, that's just reminding me now, because we did our last, when the Chieftains were over for St. Patrick's Day festival.
All right.
So they did with Moseley Folk Festival. They were at the Town Hall. We went along to that, which was brilliant. Yeah. So that's the last thing I was at the Town Hall. We've just started organising the October Fish, which is a fundraiser for the St. Patrick's Day Festival, because the St. Patrick's Day Festival is pretty much fully funded by either the public or funding from different corporations and things like that. Or what is it when you apply for a... Not a loan, a
fund?
Fund.
Funding circle-y type thing.
No, not funding circle.
Grant.
Yeah, a grant. That's it, yeah, grant.
We've just done an article on Stephen Fry and English evades us. Yes. Fundamental basic words.
He would never let that happen. Ones. He would never let that happen. He's sitting there going, disgusted with us. Disgusted.
He paid for that advertisement with his two morons.
These two morons. Who let them get on air? Oh, my God. So we've just started organising that, which we're still looking at where it's going to be yet, but it's going to be a quite good one. So last year we had it in Digbrew, and we had loads of Irish, so you'll like this one when it comes up now. So we had Irish brewed beer brought over from Ireland. It's not available here, and it was sold over here for that day. So it was Irish beer that you can't unless you go to Ireland get. Hopefully, we're looking at doing that again this year. And the logistics of getting it done and things like that. But that's going to be in October. So that's going to be another really cool one.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Right, so that's that one. And there's another, actually, I better give out a plug as well. Hennessy's are doing another one. Got the date off the top of my head. But if you just go on to the St. Patrick's Day Festival Facebook page, and they've got a big fundraiser at Hennessy's coming up in the next few weeks.
Hennessy's as in brandy-type Hennessy's or Hennessy's?
Sorry, I just assumed it's the Irish contingency I was just talking
about.
Yeah,
no, I was... Because Hennessy was Irish, so...
And yeah, so it's Hennessy's, the big pub. So in Digbeth, there's a big Irish pub in Hennessy's, and it's absolutely massive. They've got loads and loads of space in there to do different functions, meeting rooms, all things like that.
Lovely.
So it's a brilliant place. And they really support it really well. They just... they basically give... pretty much everything that's raised that day, including some of the bar sales, over to the St. Patrick's Day Festival, just to help them make sure it goes ahead again this year.
Oh, excellent.
So thank you very much to those. Marvellous. Okay, so, do you want to do another tasting?
Let's do it.
Let's taste it. I'm going to knock this one back. I like that one, though.
Yeah, no.
Right, so this one, will this one show up? Can you see it?
Yeah, it does. You got it, yeah.
So this one, I'm still getting used to the missing around. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that way, that's better. Innocent Gun.
Yeah, left and right are reversed in that case.
And this is, I'm getting rid of that. Now, this is the one that is from Edinburgh, isn't it? Yeah. It is. Now, this is a really nice one. And it's quite a nice one. It's 4.4. So you can kind of have a few of these without getting a bit too out of hand. What do you think about beers out of cans? What's your opinion on it?
You got to drink them when they're young, I think, because they... I think they get metally very quickly if you're not careful. You want them. I think I know they don't go off.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, my wife, was emptied out some a cold store area where we got the other week.
Yeah.
And she found a couple of tins of Carling Black Label that were 4 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, you just, they'll be all right. I said, yeah, they'll be okay. But when you've poured them out, look at them for a start, but then rip the tin open and just make sure there's no spots of rust or anything like that in it. And there wasn't, because there was not a lot of air in it. And she tasted it and she said, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like I'm tasting the tin.
Yeah, a bit
and
metallic.
I think that's the thing, is there's certain beers which go well in a tin and they'll last a while. I think Guinness does pretty well in a tin for quite a while. But
Guinness will last a long time.
Then others, particularly lagers, don't seem to do quite so well for me in that. I mean, it's just perception. I have no qualifications to say what I'm saying here at all.
I think sometimes it's in your head as well. You get something in your head and you think to yourself, right, okay. Or it might have been something that happened years ago.
Yeah.
And now you think every time you have one, you kind of get that thing in your head. Because in a can nowadays, it is really, really good.
I think bottles last.
Hey?
Bottles can really last.
Bottles can, yeah. They do stay longer in a can, though, because it's more protected. But a lot of people prefer, I don't like that.
That's quite hoppy.
That's not for me.
I did the David Glenwright trick and got the hoppy taste right at the start.
There's not much of a...
From the smell.
No, I was expecting more of a smell as well, considering it's a passion fruit ale. Citric hops juicy passion fruit. Fruit of pale ale, Birmingham.
Yeah, you get it right at the very end. You get like a sweetness in the centre, but then you get a real passiony fruit taste that's just very brief on the palate at the end.
Yeah, I suppose, which is good. It means that it's not where you're kind of like drinking a really, really fruity...
I don't think... Like I say, I'm not a hoppy lover, but that's okay. I can cope with that quite comfortably. I'll have that. I'll put that on my untapped profile.
On your untapped. Yeah, they're all right.
But that's not metally. That's because that's a fresh beer. You've got to turn over a beer in the shop and it's going well.
But these, they do, this looks like a really nice brewery. They do loads and loads of small batch stuff as well. So they've got one that's 02, Vanishing Point. Looks really nifty.
Yeah, I mean, their range is superb. The Innis & Gunn Original is a glorious, lovely, heavy beer.
Yeah.
The rum finish and oak age is a gorgeous, and the ruby beer is one of my favourite beers I've ever drunk. It's lovely.
Really nice. Yeah, and so they have got bars as well, but they're all in Scotland. You've got Dundee, Edinburgh and Glasgow.
I've never had Innis & Gunn on draft anywhere. I've never seen it on draft. I'm not saying it doesn't, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. And I've certainly never seen it at any of the stockists or my wholesalers and that when I'd be picking products from over. But it probably is available on draft closer to the bars and where they brew it.
Mm.
But not around here, unfortunately. But you can buy it online.
Oh, look at that. Very close to Ian Rankin.
Oh, yeah, look.
My cousin.
Oh, there you go. There it is. Loads and loads. And you can buy it online. Not expensive either. I think it was 180 a can, but you can get 12 for something like 20-odd quid or something.
So Blood Red Sky. That's the one.
Well, that's the one you like, isn't it?
That's the one that I love. I absolutely adore that. It's stunning.
So what is that like? Is that like a stout or is it a dark ale?
No, it's like a ruby beer. Gorgeous. I've never had the Gunpowder IPA. Mm. And the original's nice. I've never had the lager beer either. But the Blood Red Sky is absolutely stunning. I love that beer.
Mm.
It's thick and it's round and it's plummy and it's a really nice. I guess it's like, you know, you go back to your wines. If you say what kind of wines do you like, I like round, heavy, red, plummy wines, you know, Malbecs and that kind of stuff. So that's why the lower hop beers and the fuller bodied beers tend to kind of appeal to me, I think. So.
Yeah. I was in, I had a meeting with a guy from Majestic yesterday, talking about different stuff.
Some great, great wines in Majestic. I love going there.
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah,
I can't afford to go there, but...
They have some really competitive stuff in there. It's definitely... I, to be honest, would have thought as well, oh, yeah, we priced out the market there. No, they have some very, very competitive stuff and some really, really good deals as well. Like every month, he told me, they have a bottle of the month.
Yeah.
And that bottle of the month is normally £1. But at the moment, it's Peroni.
Okay.
So you go in, you can get Peroni, as much as you want a Peroni, at £1 a bottle, including that.
Really good.
So that's a really good deal.
The thing I like, so one of the things that I've done in the past with Majestic is I've gone in and periodically we'll buy sort of £15 to £30 wines and just have them to try.
Yeah.
But we went and had the John Barry one, which was called Straight Bat or Cricket Bat.
Yeah.
And it was a green and cream striped bottle. And it tasted amazing, but I think we paid something like £22 for it. It wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that'd be great. And when we're treating ourselves, you know, it's not an everyday drinking red wine at £22. But then all of a sudden, one day I'm walking through Morrison's and this hugely distinctive label, I can see it down the whole aisle and it's this John Barry cricket bat. And I went up to it and it was $5.99 a bottle. I'm kind of like, wow, okay, I'll buy that. So I got half a dozen of them.
The same bottle?
Exactly the same. Took them home, tasted it. Gorgeous, beautiful, round, heavy, plumy wine. And I went back to Majestic and I said, yeah, but Morrison's are selling this for $6.99. He went, bin end. That's why we've sold it all through. And then what you've got there is just they bought a bin end from them on bulk, and that's why it hits the supermarket and periodically you get it. So I tend to use Majestic to go in and find the more expensive wines that I like. But then if you keep an eye out, you can see some of those pop up at periodically, but they're specials. You'll get them periodically. But if you want to drink them regularly, you're going to have to go to Majestic to get them. But in terms of finding really, really good wines to drink, Majestic's brilliant. Absolutely good. Yeah. Really, I love them.
I think what I like about Majestic as well is they talk you through. You can have your tastings. You don't just have to buy a bottle of wine. Yeah. But also, if you go to the supermarket, you kind of do potluck, don't you? You go, oh, that looks all right. I love that one. Fine.
Yeah.
Whereas in there, they'll say, right, okay, you can do it. Have a taste of this, and you can get all your glasses and everything. If you're having parties and things like that, they're Majestic are a pretty good company to work with. Marvellous. Okay, that's all our bits and pieces and our tastings. I'm not sure how that went down for me.
I'm not sure I'd choose it, but I'd certainly drink it if someone handed it to me.
Yeah. But sure, wouldn't you drink anything?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't, mate. There's a certain drink that I've tried recently that I wouldn't buy.
So. Oh, really?
Yes.
Which one was it?
I can't tell you.
You don't want to say?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Moving on. I don't want to say what it was.
Okay.
No, I really like a beer from that place, but I don't like this one.
You don't like that one? Okay, cool. All right. Right, moving on. Shall we? Do you know what? We've been talking about doing it for weeks.
Go on.
Reviews, comments.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Absolutely.
Let's have a look and see what's going on in there. Because this isn't something that I read. I kind of keep away from it. It was only the other day we've had, for the Rootless Pub side of things, we've had a lot of... a few articles in the papers and things like that. And I never really read the comments or anything of all the online stuff. And it was only when I was in a meeting the other day, they were like, oh, you've had some fantastic comments and all this. And I was like, oh, I better go on and read. There was a few grimy ones in there. And I was like, oh, God.
Define a grimy comment.
Just things that were nothing about the proper internet.
Show us your glasses.
Yeah. Oh, those red glasses. but yeah, the majority of it was all there. It was all quite positive and nice. But hence, I don't really go into reading what everyone's saying or anything like that. So I haven't looked at any of that. I don't even know how many subscribers we've got or nothing.
I'm trying to call them up so we can look at them. But for some reason, iTunes just has no interest whatsoever.
It's not working, is it not?
In finding it. No, it's just on this one computer. I don't know why.
I'm not having a look and say. Because how long have we been doing it for now? About 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, I've done a fair few.
Yeah, I don't know about a few of them now. So,
the video podcast. We've had several. There we go. Batwench has put beer and crack. What more do you need? Friendly banter from your lovely Irish landlady and her patrons. Well, you and Rankin and the other distinguished guests makes me want to travel the 4+ hours to come and visit.
Please do. You're absolutely welcome.
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Campion's put another great podcast from BTN. Fantastic to see and hear non-tech shows. Mary totally knows her trade and hosts well. The mates down the pub vibe is literal. Totally works with the informal banter mixed with beer fact and after beer fact. I've already learned lots, only a handful of shows. Purity Zubu, Shipyard and Lagunista's already bought and tried. Great work. He regularly posts out on social media saying, bought this and tried it based on what we'd said and loves it.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's really good when people actually go and try the products that we test as well, because it's nice then to know this, that people are just kind of having a look and see if they like it too.
Donkey Bob. short enough to get boring, but long enough, not to get boring rather, but long enough to ensure a great crack is had by all. Informative, fun, right measures, love it. And Muller's put, do you do that when Mr. Rankin's involved? Gets great start. looking forward to seeing how this develops. My mouth has gone. Mm-hmm. Question, what happens if you get a puncture?
In the pub. So if we get a puncture, which has never happened and should never happen, because it's regularly upkept. So if that did ever happen, we do have a kit that we can quickly fix it over. And then it just goes back into the manufacturers to be fixed. But we would take a fair old whack to puncture it. But luckily it's never happened.
We did have a conversation last week about having a social event there with them, because we were all going to go out and have an axe throwing and knife throwing night.
Yes.
And it was suggested that we put the pub up, which is just like, yeah, that's not a good idea. I didn't think we were going to throw in the pub.
No, I very quickly took it off the table. I was like, no, we're not putting the pub up. No, even if it was just on site, it's just one of those things that if something did happen, I'm sure my insurance company would say, do you really think that was the right environment to put it up in? No axe throwing and no inflatable pubs.
We'll do the audio. Those are video podcast reviews. So we'll do the audio podcast reviews next week. Okay. If you've got a review, then go and post it on iTunes.
Please do, yeah. And as always, if you subscribe to iTunes, please, and you get notifications. So when we do off-piste ones like this and we go off calendar, you'll get a quick notification saying that we've gone out. But obviously, we're also on live. We've got live on Facebook. So if you like the Rootless page on there on Facebook, you'll see us there. And also it goes up on the YouTube channel as well. So if you go on to the Rootless Pub YouTube channel, you'll see us there. Okay, Ewan, if anybody else wants to get hold of you, find it in for more.
So next week, though, we've got a special, haven't we? Is this the wedding?
Next week, we're still going to, hold on a second, live on air. Let's see if that's confirmed before we announce.
Okay. I can edit.
It's a possible.
Okay, we won't do it.
Just trying to clear a driveway.
We could have a very special episode next week.
Yeah, we've got some really good ones coming up, so we've got some pretty cool guests now coming up.
Yeah, and David Glenwright has confirmed that he's coming and he's going to do a whole thing on how to taste beers. So teach us how to taste beers.
I'm looking forward to that because this is something that I actually want to do a proper course on this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to doing this and finding out properly about it. I think it's one of those things, everyone, because you drink for a few years on the trot, let's say, not a long, long, long time.
Well, most people just tend to find something they like and stick to it, don't they?
Which is what I do, especially when you go into the bar as well, you always just go, especially nowadays when there's just like 50 different gins, 9 out of 10 people will always just go for one of the regular ones rather than trying a different one.
I've tried more beers since we started doing this than I've ever tried before, I think.
Really?
Certainly in a concentrated period of time. I've never tried the variants that I currently do.
Good. So. That's good. That's positive.
Mm. Yeah, no, it did. Totally is, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, over to you. Where can we get hold of you?
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. And I haven't got to rip over the camera. There we go.
There he is. This
is also part of the British Tech Network. We had a bash this weekend, which is why I was drunk. But the British Tech Network is at britishtechnetwork.com. We've got a whole pile of podcasts, including this one, but the others are all about tech. But they're fun. And you can get me at 12 Space Media on Instagram.
Marvellous. Okay. So if anyone wants to get hold of me or find out any more about the Rootless Pub, you can just email mary@therootlesspub.com. Have a look on our website as well, please. So it's www.therootlesspub.com. We also are very active on social media. So if you have a look at our Instagram, The Rootless Pub, and also Facebook page, The Rootless Pub. So fantastic. We shall speak to you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully the weather holds up for you. If not, get some nice beers, sit inside, get a glass of red wine, keep down your anxiety levels with a glass of red wine, and have a brilliant weekend.
Keep your anxiety levels as low as possible.
As low as possible. Fabulous. Thank
you. Responsibly possible.
Responsibly possible. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye now.